Let's stay with health at a national level for a moment, because a Western Australian dentist, Patrick Shanahan, an oral health consultant, is planning to take the federal government to the Human Rights Commission because they've never put oral health into Medicare. Patrick is in our Perth studio. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thanks, Norman.
So what's the argument here? Because as far as I'm aware, the right to health isn't in our human rights legislation, is it?
How true.
So are you just barking at the wind here? What's going on?
The UN Declaration of Human Rights in 1948 was put into place, and one of the fundamental rights was health. And the amazing thing was that when we looked at Australia is the only developed country in the world that doesn't have some sort of formal human rights. And so when we look at health and the right to health, there's none in Australia. We have the Charter of Healthcare Rights, which virtually...
Okay, so that's fine, but so what's the point in complaining to the Human Rights Commission if they've got no jurisdiction to look at health?
How true. That's exactly it. And
so you're hoping this is a test case?
Well, exactly that. I think that's the whole issue here, I think, Norman, is that this is a test case, because I've yet to sort of see that the definition of health actually excludes the mouth.
Well, indeed. And what's your argument here for oral health?
Okay. Well, if you look at Medicare legislation, Medicare didn't put dental services into Medicare simply because it was unaffordable. That was the argument that was put by the Labor government. And that's fair enough because, yeah, if you had universal cover like you have with medical cover, yes, it'd send us broke. True. Okay, I can accept that. But what... Dental services, really, when you think about dentistry separated from medicine about 300 years ago, if not longer. And so what we have is medicine operates independently, or dentistry operates independently of medicine. And dentistry is also outside of healthcare. So what we have here in Australia now is we've got 8 million people with chronic disease, complex medical problems, or requiring care. Now, the common denominator here is that when people are healthy, the immune system works very well, and it does actually protect people very well. But when people have medical problems, what happens is the immune system is compromised. Now, what we're also finding is that the people who don't use dental services, or least likely to, are the ones who've got all the medical problems. And what happens now is, of course, the oral health problems actually manifest themselves on the medical conditions. So what we have now is that the GPs are treating patients medically when, in fact, we don't have any diagnostics being done inside the mouth. And the point is the dentists actually don't participate in healthcare, and they can't because the legislation excludes them.
So what's the Human Rights Commission going to do about it if they find
Well, that's precisely it, I suppose. The argument I'm putting forward at this stage is that the Charter of Healthcare Rights is, I suppose, supposed to be the alternative to having the right to health. Now,
So you're just to be clear here then, you're not talking about the occasional filling for a seven-year-old. You're talking here about oral healthcare for people with chronic disease. In other words, people who are already sick, for whom their oral health is really important to their health and well-being, and that they should be integrated into the system.
Correct. Because what we're seeing now with the microbiology now is that when people are healthy, we know that gram-positive organisms, gram-positive bacteria...
Like staphylococcus.
Gram-positive we're talking about here. We're talking about gram-positive are the good stuff, and they are aerobic. The anaerobics are, in fact, the bad boys, and they are gram-negative. Now, what happens when a person is healthy, the good bacteria, the gram-positive predominate, and the gram-negatives actually are, in fact, they're actually at the lower order. What happens is it switches when people get crook.
So let's say people fall down at your feet with this argument, say Patrick Shanahan. How do you drag dentists into the system? I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of dentists and dental hygienists and dental therapists already in the system in public hospitals treating particularly kids. But, you know, in general, how do you integrate these two things? I mean, you're arguing basically for oral health to be integral for people with chronic disease in the Australian health system. How do you go about that?
Right. Well, I've been working for about the past 10 years with the AMA Council of General Practice. And they're on side. The committee have put forward, we put forward a ministerial submission to the minister.
So you get GPs to do dentist work?
No. What we're going to do is to create an oral health resource within healthcare which looks after healthcare. The dentist can look after the dental outcomes, but we need to have someone inside the health system who's got oral health expertise to be actually work with the medicos, because the medicos are responsible for medical outcomes. And if I actually was in charge of health policy, I would say you do not treat a person who's medically compromised without, in fact, actually sorting out the mouth first.
So you put the dentist into the primary care team in general
Correct.
Practice.
We are exactly that. We are public health primary care. We are not dentists. We are actually into health promotion, prevention, and we're looking primarily at bacteria here. We're not drilling and filling teeth. We're looking at the invisible things. The visible things are the state of the teeth. The invisible things are the bacteria. And the thing that which does concern us now is that what's happening now is that for some reason or another, the normal bacteria, which are normally supposed to protect them, are they're behaving abnormally. And instead of being protective, they are in fact becoming aggressive.
Well, Patrick Shanahan, it's a conversation for another time and a long one, but thank you very much for joining us. Good luck with your complaint to the Human Rights Commission. We'll follow it closely.
Thanks very much, Norman.
Patrick Shanahan, who's an oral health consultant in Western Australia.